This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Lisa, it's L-E-I-S-A, Chapin, C-H-A-P-I-N, like November. Date of birth, 11-6 of 1953. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a consultation for Mrs. Chapin, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which were found in May of this year when lab studies were done. And prior to that time, her creatinine levels were in the normal range with a GFR greater than 60. But May 14th, 25, creatinine was 1.42, GFR was 40. That was rechecked on May 16th, and the creatinine was 1.4 with a GFR of 40. So she was sent for evaluation of the elevated creatinine levels. And also a kidney ultrasound and bladder scan were done on May 22nd of this year, and the right kidney was 11.3 centimeters with a small cyst noted, and left kidney was markedly smaller at 9.4 centimeters without cysts. Neither kidney had masses, any evidence of stones, no hydronephrosis, and the bladder was decompressed. Currently, she has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease, no current leg cramps, no chest pain or palpitations. She was having some dizziness when lisinopril was increased from 10 milligram daily up to 20 milligram daily. And so at that time, her blood pressure medication, the lisinopril, was stopped, and she was switched to hydrochlorothiazide, which caused low potassium levels as well as dehydration. And then she was switched to diazide, which seems to help with blood pressure as well as causes less hypokalemia. And currently she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea. She does have positive stool for occult blood and will be having another colonoscopy soon. Since she found out that kidney function was not 100% normal, she stopped drinking Pepsis every day, and quite a few Pepsis every day, she states. And after stopping the Pepsi, too, she's been able to lose 16 pounds, and that's actually been over the last 9 months because she started with weight loss and caloric restriction 9 months ago. No pain, no rectal pain, no history of hemorrhoids to her knowledge. No current palpitations or chest pain, and no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No history of diabetes or blood sugar problems. Past medical history is significant for long-term history of hypertension and a history of supraventricular tachycardia, not atrial fibrillation type, hypothyroidism, history of left breast carcinoma in 1990, osteopenia, and a current stool for occult blood, and she had kidney stones sometime between 2005 and 2010. Past surgical history, she had lithotripsy for the kidney stones, and they were able to pass, but she's not sure what type they were. She has had a bladder suspension and a hysterectomy back in 1986. She had a left total mastectomy in 1990 and chemotherapy, but no radiation. And she's had multiple colonoscopies, and the last one was about 3 years ago. Social history, she does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and retired. Family history is significant for stroke, cancer, asthma, and diabetes. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to latex. No prescription drug allergies, though. Medications, she takes potassium chloride, 20 mL equivalent daily as needed. Synthroid is 100 microgram daily. Diazide, 37.5, 25 once daily, vitamin B12 daily. physical exam, height 63 inches, weight 184 pounds, pulse is 78. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 136 over 80. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is difficult to visualize, but midline uvula is noted. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen, obese, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, she has a trace of ankle edema bilateral that is stable. Sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities, no suspicious ulcerations or lesions, no rashes. And labs, most recent lab studies were done July 11th, 2025. Creatinine 1.21, which is improved but not back to baseline, with the GFR 48. Calcium is 9.4, sodium 140, potassium 3.5, carbon dioxide 28, albumin 3.6, phosphorus 2.8. Hemoglobin is 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. And I do have the previous ultrasound, kidney ultrasound, that shows the small left kidney of 9.4 centimeters compared to the normal size right kidney of 11.3. And the transthoracic echo, most recent one was done 8/31 of 2023. She had a 61% ejection fraction with normal systolic function, mild dilation of ascending aorta, and moderate aortic regurgitation was noted at that time. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels. We are going to have her check labs every 3 months. 2, small left kidney. We would like to rule out renal artery stenosis of the left kidney. So we have scheduled her for a renal artery Doppler study that will be done tomorrow in Alma. If that study is normal, we will test her for primary hyperaldosteronism with lab tests. But we must get the Doppler study done first to rule out renal artery stenosis initially. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 2 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.